Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Monday, 21st of September 2020 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to the news. Sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. Tonight, one new case of COVID-19 on the island, currently isolating in the community. More people are physically attacking Manx police officers. Onken's problems with crime and policing. Updating the Emergency Powers Act we live under in lockdown. And £24 million recovered in money laundering crackdown. And first of all,
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Lewis Foster.
Faster Mai. There's been one new case of coronavirus on the Isle of Man. The individual is said to have travelled from the UK and gone straight into self-isolation. Meanwhile, a non-island resident who tested positive this time last week has been granted permission to return home to the UK after two further tests returned negative. It's the first time government has allowed somebody to leave isolation early. And more than £24 million has been recovered since January 2019 as part of government efforts to crack down on money laundering. The figure's been taken from a report examining what progress the current administration has made in tackling financial crime. Chief Minister Howard Quayle says though cases of fraud are on the rise in 2020, the island is taking action against those aiming to profit from illegal enterprises. Further afield, the UK could see almost 50,000 new cases of COVID-19 each day by the middle of next month if the virus continues to spread at its current rate and extra measures aren't taken. The government's chief scientific advisor, Sir Patrick Vallance, issued the stark warning in a Downing Street briefing. And Boris Johnson will make a statement to Parliament tomorrow about the UK's response to the pandemic. It will follow a meeting of the Cobra Emergency Committee in the morning. And finally, in the last hour, more restrictions have been announced in Northern Ireland. There'll be no mixing of two households indoors except for single-person household bubbles. And no more than six people from two households will be able to meet in private gardens. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with more at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you, Lewis, from the IRIS. Weather warnings, nothing happening, say the Ronalds Way Met Office. Everything's fine out at sea for the next 12 hours at least. Anyway, dry, partially cloudy on the Isle of Man tonight and overnight. A light west-southwesterly down to 13 degrees. For the first day of autumn, tomorrow, Tuesday, Jumurt, dry and cloudy with a fresh to strong south-southwest wind, bringing rain during the evening. Up to 16 degrees during the day, the overnight minimum is 10. And for Wednesday, Ukraine, dry with sunny spells and 14 degrees. Sunset tonight, 18 minutes past 7. Low waters, 13 minutes past 9. High tide, 21 minutes past 3 tomorrow morning. Sunrise 5:07 and low water tomorrow morning is at 10 to 10.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. It's easy and cheap to repair broken greenhouse glass at Manx Glass and Glazing. For greenhouse glass cut to size, call 674-573.
26 minutes before 6 on update, there has been one new case of coronavirus on the Isle of Man. The individual travelled from the UK and went straight into self-isolation. Lewis has more details.
The new case was identified after the person opted to pay £50 and have a test on their seventh day of isolation. The individual will now quarantine at home for another 14 days. Meanwhile, a non-island resident who tested positive for coronavirus during a trip to the Isle of Man has been allowed to return home. The individual who tested positive last Monday was granted permission to take two further tests within the week. After both results returned negative, the individual was then allowed to return home to the UK. Health Minister David Ashford says this is the first time somebody has been granted permission to end isolation early following a double negative test. Government say the decision was based on clinical advice.
This is update on Manx Radio. Attacks on police officers have increased in the past 5 years, and the number is at its highest. this year. Prior to 2020, the most recorded attacks in a single month stood at 7, whereas there were 11 incidents in March, 14 in July, and 9 last month. Why is this happening? This is Superintendent Steve Maddox.
We had a period of lockdown. We had a real period of uncertainty with people and quite a bit of fear. People can't get off the island as freely as they could do and take annual holidays. So people are actually making their own holidays on island. Some of the minority are overindulging and then getting themselves into trouble. They can't behave, and that's resulting in them insulting other members of the public or licence holders of pubs and clubs or police.
Do you think there's an attitude against the police at the moment that may be contributing to this rise in attacks?
Yeah, I mean, there's the world really is a volatile place at the moment. It's a lot of uncertainty. And yeah, I do think people look at the press and the media on an international level, that they'll look at other places around the world, and they'll equate that to how we police on the Isle of Man. And, you know, policing in America and policing in the Isle of Man is two completely different things. It's a completely different society, and there's a different way that we police.
Something mentioned in this statement is also people kicking or punching officers and also even spitting at officers. Is that a sign of the times, obviously, COVID-19?
We did see an increase, particularly during COVID, and I think it's just another way that people are looking to try and cause harm to the police. And it, you know, there's nothing worse, really, than getting spat at. It's not nice. And we've equipped our officers with protective equipment to try and protect them as best we can.
So do you think there's much intent to harm in spitting, or is it more of a psychological thing?
Many police officers said to me they would sooner be physically assaulted with a fist rather than somebody spitting. You know, it's a really horrible personal type thing. But I think that an element of it is the worry of, is that person maybe infected with some hepatitis B, never mind COVID-19. So yeah, it's a horrible way to cause harm to someone.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Onken has its problems, and Onken MHK Julie Edge has set up a public meeting in a constituency alongside the police to discuss any concerns the community has over crime and policing. It's on the 1st of October at the Hub Community Centre from 7:30 p.m. Julie Edge said the forum will address a number of different concerns, including a perceived lack of activities for children.
What are we providing in our communities for the youngsters? We used to have Kenyans, and we do have facilities up at the Hub now, but we need to be addressing all issues and making sure that there's things in place and activities, and that not everybody likes sport. We have plenty of sport activities. Not everybody enjoys sport. So I think it's a general opportunity for the public to get involved and pass on ideas. I don't want to be going to the police saying you need to be doing this in Onken without knowing what the real issues are.
Over lockdown and more recently, police have reported a rise in violence towards officers themselves, including spitting and that kind of behaviour. Is there a sign of the times, do you think? Is this a passing phase?
I don't know. I just find it so offensive, you know, the thought of that. But one of the big things, and it was something I pushed for very early on in this administration, was that the mental health support for the police. I think lockdown has seen issues across all ages. It's not just the youngsters. I know that report has come out, and it's shown that violence to the police has increased. And that's concerning. I'm not so sure where that's happening on the island. I wouldn't like to think it was just Onken. I think there's problems possibly island-wide. But, you know, this public meeting is really for the people of Onken. Come out, have your views aired, speak to the people that are involved firsthand, and hopefully they'll be able to police our community better.
In what ways could the policing change?
Well, certainly after the issues that we had beginning of August, I think, wasn't it? The patrols were increased, and it was great to see police out on foot patrol in Onken, because it's been a few years since I have actually seen that. So, and I have seen it in the last few weeks during the daytime. Police presence and being a friendly ear to the youngsters is going to be a way forward, and hopefully after this meeting we'll get some good outcomes.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
20 to 6 on update. The Ben McCree's just glided into Douglas Harbour, reversing onto the Lynxpan shortly. She left Heysham at 10 past 2 and will be leaving at 7.45 this evening, heading for Heysham, arriving there at about 11:30. The overnight departure 2:15, arriving in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. So the Ben handling the service to and from Heysham, of course, the Firescraft Mananan on weekend duty to and from Liverpool.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
We all lived under the emergency powers when COVID-19 took a grip on the Isle of Man. Now, views on updating the law are being asked for. A consultation on updating the EPA, the Emergency Powers Act, as it's known, is underway. The constitutional lawyer, Professor Peter Edge, has been examining the proposals.
One of my worries about the Bill Act for consultation is it doesn't clearly mark a difference between business as usual, the normal political life, the normal balance of powers, and the emergency powers regime. I think one of the advantages of the current Manx law is that you do actually need to formally create a state of emergency in order to use these special powers. And that is something that people take very seriously, and it marks it as an unusual period. As a constitutional lawyer, I tend to worry more about controlling emergency powers than enabling them. But it's really easy to imagine a scenario where actually emergency powers are completely appropriate. Major radioactive release from a reactor blowing onto the Isle of Man, for instance, you may need to act very, very quickly. And that's the sort of time when emergency powers are definitely something you need to have in your arsenal.
The headline item is about the two ministers taking charge for 7 days. Should people be apprehensive about that?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's not in any way suggesting that any minister would abuse that power, but the nature of a constitutional system is you plan for the worst. You build in controls, you build in checks and balances to deal with the possibility of abuse. And, you know, if it is easy and expedient to govern in this way, people may be tempted to do it thinking it's for the best reasons. And actually, I think there needs to be a strong emphasis on accountability to Timwald. And I think there needs to be a strong emphasis on the Council of Ministers as opposed to the Cabinet Office.
In your opinion, is this update necessary?
Yes, I think there does need to be an update to the EPA. I don't think adopting English models, which have not been applied in the current emergency, was the right approach. I think much better would be really thinking about the experience of the Isle of Man in 2020. And thinking about what worked and what didn't and improve the Manx law rather than adopt UK law.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
17 minutes before 6, unemployment on the Isle of Man continues to fall, but so do the job vacancies. According to the latest figures released by the Isle of Man government, August report shows 1,000 people registered out of work at the end of last month compared to 1,100 in July. Dolan Mercer.
The total gives the island an unemployment rate of 2.3%. Of those looking for jobs, 199 are in the business services industry, 94 in retail distribution and 72 in catering and entertainment. But Treasury Minister Alf Cannon told an Isle of Man Business Network event last week that the figure stood at 945, suggesting the numbers continued to fall during September. Meanwhile, the number of vacancies registered at the job centre dropped to 655 last month, a fall of 27 compared to July. The medical sector has the highest number of available posts, with 115 reported during August. 60% of jobs advertised last month were for full-time roles.
Xbox owner Microsoft has acquired the games company behind blockbusters including Doom, Fallout, Skyrim and Wolfenstein. It's paying $7.5 billion for Bethesda's parent, ZeniMax Media. Xbox says the publisher's franchises will be added to its Game Pass subscription package for consoles and PCs, making the forthcoming Xbox Series 10 more attractive than the PlayStation 5 to some players. Both machines are due to launch in November. It's not clear how the takeover affects Bethesda's plan to create The Elder Scrolls 6, Starfield and other unfinished games as cross-platform titles. The UK government's looking at a new model for Britain's rail network after confirming it's getting rid of the franchising system. Emergency measures introduced after C19 to keep trains running will be partly extended for up to 18 months. The news from the world of business.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks retreated as allegations surrounding bank dealings and rising C-19 infections weigh on market sentiment. US stocks fell sharply. The US dollar gained and riskier currencies fell as investors looked for safety. Oil fell, weakened by the possible return of Libyan production. Gold fell, hurt by a stronger dollar. And in corporate news, Rolls-Royce tanked after the engine maker confirmed it's considering a potential £2.5 billion fund razor. Amid a sea of red, supermarket chains fared the best. Tesco and Morrison's actually traded higher, along with the food delivery company Just Eat. Sainsbury's suffered only small losses. The numbers at the close in London, the FTSE 100 was down 3.4% at 5,804. The DAX in Frankfurt down a little under 4.5% at 12,542. Currently in New York City, just after 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 3.3% at 26,743. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down just under 2% at 10,580. Even the S&P 500 in Chicago down 2.5% at 3,234. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 27.9 cents, and €1 9 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold down almost 3% at $1,897 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 4.25% at $41.22.
The Stock Market Report was brought to you by Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Anger over the closures of Isle of Man Bank branches in Peel and Castletown continue with attempts to get RBS to change its mind. Is that a forlorn hope? Well, time will tell. Someone who spent years as a commissioner in the ancient capital, Colin Leather, thinks attempts to save their bank may prove fruitless.
I would rather hope that it could, but my good feeling is that it can't.
They've made up their mind?
Oh, without a doubt.
What's the point of protesting?
Without a point of protesting, I think they've got to be made to realise the damage they are doing to Castletown, especially the elderly people that use the bank. It was disappointing to see Lloyds go, and Lloyds customers transferred their accounts to Isle of Man Bank, and they have let those people that they took on quite recently down badly.
Are there other hubs? I think of the post office that could be lost in the future.
Well, the post office is another thing. We don't know. I mean, every business.
It's important to a community to have.
Oh, of course it is. It's very important for a community. The post office is the life and soul of the community, as has been seen in Balasala without their post office now.
Manx Radio Sport.
12 minutes to 6 faster by Dolan Mercer.
Faster by. Vagabonds ladies proved too strong for Guernsey Raiders this weekend, winning 74-24 thanks in part to the prolific Isla Curfey. She scored 4 tries, including a hat-trick, inside 5 minutes. The visitors to Bala Fletcher started the livelier, spectators said, but the Guernsey club found themselves 43-7 behind at half-time after what's described as a powerful and dominant Vagabonds display. Tanya Schultz, who's the visitors' standout player, also bagged a hat-trick of her own for an impressive individual performance, but the hosts ran out the comfortable winners in the end. Meanwhile, there were 2 games in the senior men's rugby this weekend with a stark contrast in scorelines. It was the second round of the 3-week regional rugby fixtures, where players have been divided into 4 teams by postcode rather than representing their clubs. The South beat the East 95-0 in a comprehensive one-sided affair, but a match between last week's winners, the North and the West, couldn't have been much closer. A last-gasp try from the North brought them to within a point, only to see them beaten by the clock, losing 46-45. The final round of matches is next week at Bala Fletcher, where North play South and West play East. Elsewhere, Man City start their quest to win back the Premier League title with a trip to Wolves tonight. They finished 18 points behind Liverpool last season. Manager Pep Guardiola tells Sky Sports News they need to improve in a lot of areas to bridge that gap.
Play better, avoid the mistakes we have done in several areas, and now you can think how is the team, but we don't know it until we start next Monday against Wolves.
Leighton Orient's League Cup game with Tottenham tomorrow is in doubt after a number of their first-team squad tested positive for coronavirus. The players were screened following Saturday's League Two game with Mansfield. The club's stadium and training ground will be closed until further notice.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Just two departures, two arrivals. The 4:30 to London City from Ronald's Way went 6 minutes late, and the 4:50 to Liverpool went 6 minutes late. Back tonight, 6:40 from Liverpool, 8 o'clock from Docklands, London City. On the roads, King Edward Road in Crowdall is closed till the 25th between Solheim and the Old Toll House for reinstating the Crowdall Glen water wheel. Douglas Road, Ballasalla's got freeway traffic lights for tarmac work. Derby Haven Slipway is closed for reconstruction. Main Road, Colby's got four-way traffic signals. That's fun. In operation for footway construction there. North Quay in Douglas is closed to motor vehicles for the pedestrianisation till 11 every night this week. Look at also the phase closures for water main replacement and sewerage infrastructure construction in Peel there for the next fortnight. Victoria Road, Crown Street to Weatherglass Corners got it for the pipelaying work in Peel. Do take care. All the information, by the way, for all the road closures and everything else at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. And what a perfect night for a virtual tour of the Isle of Man at manxradio.com. Click on the webcam series, 18 of them around the Isle of Man.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
More than £24 million has been recovered since January of last year as part of the Manx government's attempts to crack down on money laundering. The figure's been taken from a report examining what progress Howard Quayle's administration has made in tackling financial crime. Ewan Gawne.
The government says significant progress has been made due to investment in financial intelligence, asset recovery and crime investigation. More than £4 million has been spent creating a financial intelligence unit, economic crime unit, new IT system and an asset recovery team. Since 2019, the latter recovered £24 million. Some of that has been given back to victims and to the relevant countries. Only £213,000 worth of the money seized was taken in domestically, with the rest taken on behalf of foreign jurisdictions. Chief Minister Howard Quayle says though cases of fraud are on the rise in 2020, the island is taking action against those aiming to profit from illegal enterprises. These efforts to stop criminals hiding ill-gotten gains in the island were ramped up after a report by Moneyval, the Council of Europe's financial crime watchdog. Back in 2016, it said more needed to be done to ensure investigations, prosecutions and confiscations took place. Chief Secretary Will Greenhouse says there's been an intense effort on the part of all departments and agencies to address these findings, a move backed with high-level political support. But a comprehensive review into how the island has responded to the Moneyval report has yet to take place.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
7 minutes to six. Thanks for joining Manx Radio this evening. Most health services on the island are back to normal after social distancing was removed earlier this year. But what happens if C19 returns? It's an issue we're going to be looking at on Manx Radio in the coming days, starting with those who take care of our eyes, opticians and optometrists. On National Eye Health Week, optometrist Ian Hodgson explained the current situation.
We're fortunate. Unlike some of my colleagues across, well, all my colleagues across, who are having to wear full PPE, we are fortunate because of the way the island has managed the situation. We are not required to wear PPE, nor are our patients. I will admit I did have a little giggle to myself on Saturday when there was a bit going on about PPE on a Facebook page for opticians, and I said, well, we don't have to wear them, and all I got from one guy in the UK was, don't take this the wrong way, but I hate you.
Is there a contingency plan, though, if there was to be a second
There is a contingency plan. In the practice I work in, we have stocks of PPE, so if it suddenly was decided we needed to go to that, we would be easily wear PPE. We've got it already. We are wiping surfaces down probably a bit more thoroughly than we used to. But at the moment, everything seems to be okay. We're asking the appropriate questions when people make appointments. You know, have you been in contact with anyone with COVID? Have you been across on holiday or something like that? Fortunately, we're okay. We seem to be okay. So no special precautions required at the moment.
Now, you've heard update tonight, but that's not the whole picture. For all the information and more stories from the Isle of Man, news, interviews and podcasts, and the web's biggest source of Manx videos from Manx Radio, MTTV, Culture Vanin and Manx National Heritage, go to manxradio.com, powered by Miller Chaps of Ramsey. Updates available as a podcast, remember, via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. The details at manxradio.com, and the programmes compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster, producer Dolan Mercer. Agenda after the news at 6, I'm Andy Wynn. Back tomorrow at 5:30. W-I-N-T.